This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. As Americans prepare for Thanksgiving dinner, shoppers are pleased with the state of turkey prices at the grocery store. That's good news for consumers, but the news not as great for producers. We will hear more from USDA economist Michael McConnell next.
Attention!
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You, call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north field, and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operation Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operation Center, only from John Deere.
As Americans prepare for Thanksgiving dinner, shoppers are pleased with the state of turkey prices at the grocery store.
People who are shopping for turkeys for their holidays are likely going to see some good deals out there.
USDA economist Michael McConnell says that despite affordable prices at the store, the news is not as good for turkey producers who are dealing with much lower wholesale prices.
In 2024, we're forecasting the average hen price to be 94 cents per pound. That's in comparison to last year where we had an average of $1.40 per pound. So a pretty stark decline.
McConnell says consumer demand for turkey has slowed since 2022, which has led to a buildup of turkey supplies and a drop in prices. This has caused producers to cut production.
The industry and producers are trying to get supply and demand back into balance.
McConnell says stocks of frozen turkeys remain large despite production cutbacks.
We've seen a pretty sharp decrease in production in 2024. We're currently forecasting that 2024 turkey production is actually 6% lower in 2024 compared to what it was in 2023. But we've still seen inventories in cold storage remaining pretty healthy. Overall, turkey inventories for the most part have remained in line with what we saw last year.
That was USDA economist Michael McConnell. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. Also, don't forget to check out the podcast tab where you can find the daily episodes of our podcast, Iowa Ag Matters. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.